This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That you can stream your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's $2.50 a month, guys. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Mike, we always enjoy going behind enemy lines. Today we talked to our buddy Rick Stroud, who's done an amazing job over the years of covering Tampa Bay, covering the NFL. And Rick, it is good to have you back on the show as we get ready for week one, this matchup. Bucks-Falcons, last year we got two really good games in this division between these two teams. I want to start with the injury update. We heard Vita Vea was not at practice or didn't practice Wednesday. And what else is going on the injury front with Tampa Bay right now?
Well, I think that's probably the most concerning one, although, you know, just watching him move around, I don't know exactly what the injury is specifically. I know, you know, they have listed, but it's just, it could well be that, you know, whatever it is, they want to keep him off his feet. You know, he's still a 350-pound man. So I kind of have a feeling he's going to play. It's not acting like it's something that's going to go past Sunday. But, look, he's an integral part. I mean, there was a conversation I had with you know, Todd Bowles earlier this year, and we were talking about the various guys on defense, and he more or less said, look, Vita Vea is the one player we can't play without. You know, he's just so disruptive and unique, and you have to account for him, you know, by putting, you know, four hands on the guy. He creates so many opportunities for everybody else. So, you know, that would be a huge loss for them, to say the least, but I think he's questionable. I don't think he's doubtful or anything yet. Okay. I expect him to play, but we'll see.
And what about Tristan Wirfs? Because obviously we're going to go with our plan C at right tackle because we lost McGarry, and then our swing guy, Storm Norton, got hurt. So Elijah Wilkinson, what's up with Wirfs, Rick?
Well, Tristan's going to take some time. You know, I think him and Chris Godwin both, even though they're on the active roster, they took him off IR, but that's so they can begin to do some football stuff. And it's going to take them a while to ramp up. I think Tristan's probably ahead of Chris. He'll be out for this game. I think he's going to miss at least three games, maybe four. Chris won't play, I don't think, until October. Wow. So, you know, obviously you guys have lost the right tackle. That's the blind side of Michael Penix Jr. Baker Mayfield, you know, is not going to have his guy in Tristan Wirfs. But they've known that for about 5 or 6 weeks, so I think that's the only thing there. Charlie Heck is someone who's played in this league for a while. There's no question they're going to have to do some things, you know, to help him at times. But this is the National Football League, and you know, you don't want to lose anybody. It's weird because he's a guy that had a sprained MCL during the season, missed just one game, finished the season, and it wasn't really detected. And after four MRIs, they finally did a CT scan and saw it right around July. So the late surgeries kind of put him out for a while.
The backup, what about Charlie Heck? What's his ability? What do you think? What do they think of him?
Well, look, I mean, very few teams have five good offensive linemen, right? I mean, that's, right. Let's be honest. And so to have six or seven is unique. Charlie's a guy that's played a lot of football in this league. Last year, I think he was predominantly on the Arizona Cardinals practice squad until the last 2 weeks of the regular season. The 49ers lost their tackle, so they brought him up really right off the practice squad of Arizona and started him, got him on Wednesday, started him on Sunday. So, you know, he's adaptable. Like I said, the good news is they've been able to prepare for this for the last 5-6 weeks. But there's no question, you know, I talked to Baker Mayfield and really went into training camp anticipating that he's going to have to get the ball out of his hands quicker, get it to his playmakers. You know, you'll take your shots when they're there. But I think they're keenly aware that they'll have to do some things a little differently earlier in the season until they get Tristan back.
It's Rick Stroud, guys, our man in Tampa, and he joins us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. By the way, for football guys, you love stories about quarterbacks and the Tom Moore book that I finished that this summer, which is great. That goes all the way from Bradshaw to Peyton Manning to Tom Brady, and that was really well done, Rick. Hey, what about Emeka Egbuka? I've read some of the things you've written about him. I know a lot of guys really high on his athleticism. I know with Godwin out, can he be a playmaker?
Guys, I might miss my calling here with this one, this prediction. I think he's going to be one of the top rookies in the league this year. They knew he was a good player, right? He had the production at Ohio State, a couple thousand-yard seasons there. Then you meet the person, and I talked to Baker Mayfield, who's played, you know, about 8 or 9 years in this league, and he said he's never seen a receiver come to the league like this, that he is so incredibly on every little detail. He's able to play really three or four positions at wide receiver. He'll be in the slot. He's the closest thing to Chris Godwin that isn't Chris Godwin. And, you know, he can absolutely, you know, do everything, really. He stems routes. He's a good route runner. He's disciplined. He's got tremendous hands. He's got decent size. I really think that he's going to have a terrific year. So it's unfortunate they lost Jalen McMillan for about half the season. And, of course, we know Godwin's going to miss at least a month. So a position that had a lot of depth in the beginning now is being whittled just a bit. But Emeka Egbuka is the real deal. And if I'm wrong, then I don't know what I've been watching for the last 30 years. But he's a really good player.
Look, we trust you. We know your eyes have not lied to us. And we felt this way with the news coming out of camp this you know, season as far as the last few weeks. And what you guys were saying down there.
Let me
ask you about the development, Rick, of Baker. You know, people wrote him off, and I know you've written this story and you've talked about it. What's changed with him? Is it just maturity, or is it the fact that he really embraced the OCs that he's worked with now, especially down there, whether it was Leon Cohen, who's now in Jacksonville? And talk about the new OC and his relationship and how that's going to look.
Well, Baker's had eight offensive coordinators in his career, and I think it's his eighth season, and this will be his third one in Tampa Bay. So stability has not been part of his makeup, unfortunately, for him. Now, the good news is that there is continuity in the system, right? For the first time, Josh Grizzard was here last year as their passing game coordinator. He spent a lot of time with the Miami Dolphins through a couple head coaching changes down there. And so at least, you know, from that standpoint, now he's not called to play. Neither did Dave Canales before he got his opportunity here. And Liam Cohen did a great job last year. But I think it all kind of starts up front. Look, they ran the ball last year. They've been 32nd 2 years in a row. Last year they zoomed up to fourth in the league. Bucky Irving made a big difference. But that offensive line now with Graham Barton in the middle, their two tackles are locked down when Wirfs comes back and Luke Getteke. Cody Mock's been here for a while. So it's a really good offensive line. And, you know, he does a lot of motion, a lot of things. It's not dissimilar to what Robinson's going to do in Atlanta. They're both from that, you know, kind of that McVay tree in a way, because he was down there with McDonald. But I think that, you know, for Baker, his thing has been he needed to come to a place. He went through a lot, and he's a really smart football player. He doesn't get enough credit for just how smart this guy is. But I think the stability of the franchise, right, with Jason Light going from Bruce Arians to Todd Bowles, this coaching staff has been together since 2019 for the most part. And more than that, they've done a nice job drafting the kind of players that you want to play with. You know, these guys are unselfish. When you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin at the top of the food chain, and on defense you have guys like Lavonte David and Antoine Winfield Jr., Vita Vea. Like, those are character guys. Those are guys that will sacrifice for each other to win. And so it's a tremendous scenario. And what Bruce or Todd Bowles said to Baker was, we want you to be yourself. We want that guy at Oklahoma. You know, we want you to fight and do those things and not worry about all the other stuff. You know, just run the football team. And Baker's been very intentional from the time he got down here, making good friends with the offensive line. But he's also a guy that can go talk to Hassan Reddick, you know, and say what he needs to say. He's not a rah-rah guy, not a big talker, but, man, people follow this guy. He's got the charisma, the leadership, and he's been through some crap. You know, he really has been through some crap. And he's come out the other end, and I think that's important when you get to that position of leadership at quarterback.
It is Rick Stroud, guys, from down in Tampa with the Tampa Bay Times. And, again, Stroud NFL on Twitter. We don't call it X. Join us. You're talking about the Bucs. Those two games last year, Rick, two of the best Falcon games in recent memory. That's right before our wheels fell off. But the come from behind in overtime with Kirk Cousins, the NFC Player of the Week, the game down in Tampa, that was also a one-possession game. Is there any chatter about unfinished business? Or they let it slip off the hook with us last year? Or they don't care?
Oh, no, they care. Of course they care. And they were fortunate because they lost twice to Atlanta. They still won the division. So they got the work done everywhere else. But it came down to the final game. They had to beat New Orleans, and they did it. Turned out Atlanta lost to Carolina that week. But, listen, every year is a new year, right? Every year is a new year. And they feel like they definitely let some games get away. I mean, I left the press box in Atlanta after Levante David makes the interception on 4th and 15. Now, how are you going to lose that game, right?
But they
found a way to do it. They were on the plus 25. Yeah. And I'll be damned if they didn't go backwards with a penalty. The officials missed the face mask on Bucky Irving. They had to punt the ball. They punted in the end zone. We know what happened after that. And then, you know, a similar game was played up here in Tampa. So, look, I think for this team who's getting a lot of flowers and they're not used to it really, but when you've won the division 4 years in a row, you've been in the playoffs 5 straight seasons, it's going to happen, right? But the one thing that has kind of got their attention, it's game one. You're always ready for that. But they do feel like they let two get away against the Falcons last year. And so that'll be the little chip that they'll need, you know, going into the first part of the season and for this first game for sure. That did not leave a good taste in their mouth last year.
Rick, the back half of this defense, Antoine Whitfield is a baller. What about the other guys? What about the free safety and the other corners? How comfortable do they feel at those positions right now in Tampa?
Yeah, I think that there was a tell, you know, in the draft when they took Benjamin Morrison and Jacob Parrish is a guy that's going to probably start at nickel because I think Christian Izian may be out. Parrish is an unbelievable player. I mean, he's a smaller guy. We see a lot of big long corners, and that's what Todd Bowles likes too. Parrish is right around 6 foot. But he can play outside and inside, and they've got what Todd would call chess pieces. Tyke Smith, who was their nickel last year, is moving back to safety with Antoine Winfield Jr. And all I know is that if Antoine Winfield Jr. is healthy, he can be that all-pro safety that he was 2 years ago. You know, last year he only played 500-something snaps. He missed 8 games, I think, during the regular season, was never really himself. Got hurt in week 1 at the end of the game in a blitz and just never got himself back. So when he's healthy, he's one of the best safeties in the league, and we'll see what Tyke can do. I think he's, you know, they have interchangeable parts. Both of them can come down in the hole and play the run. They can both blitz very well, and they certainly can play center field. So I think they feel like that's the biggest improvement they've made and that they needed to make was in the secondary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And, of course, they got Zion McCallum, you know, to go with those guys at corner and Jamel Dean. So they feel like they really, you know, improved their secondary a lot this year.
Great stuff. Rick Stroud, appreciate you, man, as always. We look forward to seeing you, you know, Sunday and throughout the course of the season. We'll be checking back in with you. Appreciate you.
Should be a fun year. Thanks, guys.
No doubt. Rick Stroud down there in Tampa, guys. Interesting stuff about the Bucks from him. But when we come back, you will hear what our quarterback told Mike and I yesterday at Flowery Branch. Coming up next, Michael Penix on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.